Fantasy Sports Today.
With Josh Donaldson's inability to play third base and Devin Travis always being hurt and Troy Tulowitzki not really playing, that's Lourdes Gurriel.
There's opportunity here. The manager seems to like him, wants to see what they have in him. He plays in the American League East. So I think there's some upside. It's worth the spec.
What kind of pop, what kind of speed does he have? Nobody really has a scouting report of him out there. They're paying him a hell of a lot of money. The brother of Yuli over there, I wanted him on my team just so I had all the Gurriels because there's only two of them. But if you look at it, nobody really seems to know what he is.
Weekdays only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Welcome back, friends.
It's good to be here.
Thanks, Greggy, for holding down the fort.
You got it, man.
Greg Sussman, Matt Medica, Jake Seeley going to be joining us shortly. I'm Nando DeFino. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and we have a show for you today. We're going to play a little game called Guess Who's Owned in More Leagues.
I do love games.
I know. Greg loves games, so we did it for him. Basically, two players. There's some with three that I thought were interesting, and we're going to have to guess who's owned in more leagues. I use CBS. I think CBS is sometimes the most accurate. It has the widest group of people playing different kind of leagues. It's deeper, generally. Is that okay with you, Maddie?
That sounds like a plan. The band is back together.
That's right, baby. Get excited. We'll hit some news. There is one player who I think everyone should be running to pick up right now. You want to play Name That Player really quickly? That's related to news.
Oh, I do love games.
He is, I don't know, like 28 years old maybe. He's an outfielder. He has played some second base. His playing time will be directly increased, I think, due to an injury. That is news today. Has a last name, the same last name as the guy who he will likely replace in the lineup.
Wait, can you continue again? Jake's texting me, so could you start over, please?
I just forgot everything I said. I didn't really prepare it. Anyway,
he's about 28, played the outfield, second base.
Same last name as the guy he's kind of replacing. I think he's going to be replacing. What's Jake texting?
Nobody called him, and he. I says, "Well, just call us." I can't.
I like when Jake gets angry like that.
It doesn't work when I do.
The Beast. Yesterday was a Beast-free show, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, Jake was on his best behavior yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be me.
Did not mention the Beast
one. I think it's me.
Yeah, we didn't.
Beast, welcome to the show.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
All right, so he's 28.
I think he's 28. Ish. Maybe he's 27, 26.
He's a little older. Career.
He's not like this 23-year-old that's come out of nowhere, but he's kind of new to fantasy players. Had a great year last year. We talked about him on the show before. Jake always gets angry when we mispronounce his name. Or maybe you do, actually.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not a common first name. Chicago White Sox.
Avisaí Garcia.
You're right with the guy he's...
Leury Garcia.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
I think the world should be running out and picking him up right now.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Why, Jake?
Because I saw that Garcia went to the DL, so I knew because you talked about it about a week and a half ago, and you were excited for him. So I, as soon as I saw the news, I knew this was coming up today.
Well, even Roster Resource, site I like a lot, has Daniel Palka in the new starting lineup, but I can't see Leury Garcia. I just looked it up. He has 4 stolen bases in just 39 plate appearances already in sporadic playing time. He's played left, center, right, and second base. Matt. Come on, man, right?
I mean, now if he's going to be playing second, if he has a second base eligibility.
He doesn't have the eligibility, but he has played there.
Yeah, but, I mean, Mancada is a second baseman.
I know.
So that's not going to happen. I mean, I like him.
Was that your phone making that noise?
Yeah, that was.
Where the fire alarm was going off here.
I was a bit rattled myself. It's about playing time. Is he going to get the playing time? I know he's out. I don't know what this Engel obsession is, except for the King. That's the only Engel
last name
be obsessed with. So if he gets the playing time, yeah. I had him last year. I like him. He's got a little pop. He's got the speed. So, I mean, look at that outfield.
Jake, in the short term, are you thinking Leury Garcia plays 5 out of the 6 days?
I would think so. I'm with Matt. I don't understand why they would want Engel out there. If you look at it, we hate to do the projecting forward, but you look at the 2020 was a potential for the season where he played half the year, but he has that potential anyway. That's just the player he is. He could be a 2020, maybe more 15-20, but you mentioned the speed. If you're getting 20-plus stolen bases and chipping in about 15 home runs over a full season, that's value. I don't care what league you're in, a 12-team league, that's value. So I would expect as much. This other dude, what was his last name again? I forget it already. Perica or whatever it is. Dude, they picked up. Oh, whatever. He doesn't matter. That's the point. He was waived by the Twins in spring training. So I don't understand what roster resource is doing with him in the starting lineup.
Stupid.
Hold on a second.
What? What?
We just got in our ears that Larry.
No, he's confused.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
He said Garcia's in the DL. Sorry. Because they're half-hearted listening down there.
Right.
And then not realizing that we're talking about the legend that is Leury.
Sussman. I just had to make Savage sure. On the ballot.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we got Savage and the Beast. Tale as old as time. I have a sale.
Don't
Garcia's
call me,
on the DL.
Talk about the wrong player. It's all good.
Larry Garcia is expected. Well, we're expecting him to take most of the playing time and be awesome, right?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Just making sure. Just making sure.
I mean, what's the definition of
I don't
awesome?
Know. Florio's down there. Maybe Florio's being like, no, Larry Garcia's on the DL, but he's not.
Oh, no. Let me give you a challenge question.
No, I'm the...
Who would you rather have, Larry Garcia or Lourdes Gurriel?
I'd take Gurriel. Oh, because when Avisail comes back, then what happens to Larry? Right? That's my problem.
Well, he has a chance to shine now. If he does do what he did like last year, and, I mean, is Nicky Delmonico and Angle really going to... I think they could... fit him in.
Let me
well, Gurriel is going to have the multi-position eligibility because most leagues have him as an outfielder to start, and he's going to get the second base eligibility.
I got him as shortstop.
I have one as well for you.
Well, all right, we'll come back to Lourdes Gurriel. Obviously, he's in the Who's Owned in More League game.
So I wanted to ask this. Would you rather have Larry Garcia or Harrison Bader?
Oh, I'd take Larry Garcia there.
Okay.
I think Garcia's going to find enough at-bats.
If Bader had the... If he was going to have the path to playing time, which I don't think...
Doesn't he have it with Tommy Pham banged up? Same thing as Avisail Garcia.
Pham refuses to go on the DL, though.
Yes.
Yeah. He's just banged up.
By the way, I looked it up, Nando, this entire time we've been talking about it.
Looked what
it
up?
It is Leury Garcia.
That's what I've been saying. Leury Garcia.
I know. Leury and Avisail.
Leury.
Yeah, Leury. That's exactly what I've been saying.
Not Ur. Oh.
Oh, stop, Jake.
Jake.
We're not calling him Leury. Leury. It's close enough.
It's Leury.
It's not. Baseball reference. That's not right. If you watch the White Sox broadcast, he's not Leury. That is false.
Just because the announcers do it the wrong way doesn't make it right.
Just because Baseball Reference has something written doesn't make it right.
You should have gave Jake. He's gone.
He gone.
Hawk.
They do their research.
he's right.
It's Leury. I'm telling you.
I don't know who to side with here, Matt.
Leury.
What we could do is just talk about a different player and put this to rest.
That
yeah.
sounds good. I think it's time to move on.
All right. Lourdes Gurriel. I just want to throw this anecdote out there. I was home this weekend, last week, hanging out with my dad. You know, you get that point where you just kind of sit on the couch. It's like nap time, you know, like 5 o'clock on a Saturday kind of thing. Although I think this is Friday. Whenever it was. It was Aaron Sanchez pitching. And my dad loves the Yankees, but he's all very anti like them doing well. He just thinks that he's doom and gloom, basically. So it's like, oh, he's gonna strike. You know, Stan's gonna strike out here. And I'm like, Aaron Sanchez doesn't strike guys out, so it's probably not gonna happen. Like, maybe he'll walk or maybe he'll ground out. And it got me thinking. They got a lot of pitchers on that staff who don't strike out a lot of guys. Has anyone brought anything up about how stalwart defensively Lourdes Gurriel is? Maybe that hastened his rise up to the majors, and that's why he's going to stay there.
I mean, I think he's going to stay because they're paying him $22 million.
And I'm sorry, that wasn't actually rhetorical. That was me asking, like, has anyone actually looked at his defense?
I haven't
is he
looked
awesome?
At his defense, but right.
Nobody
I heard
knows
manager.
Anything about him.
That's
what we talked
part.
About yesterday.
John Gibbons said that he wants to see this kid. So he's the manager, so I think he's going to pencil him in. Devin Travis, always hurt. He's never lived up to what we thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the options at shortstop?
Yan Hervis Solarte.
I mean, Solarte will move around.
Alendis Diaz.
He'll always be that guy. And can Josh Donaldson really play the field? Is he healthy enough to play the field?
Okay, so you just talked about your dad and watching the Yankees and, like, really liking the Yankees, but, like, not wanting them to do well.
Well, he wants them to do well. He just never thinks that, you know, he's like, oh, they're just going to strike out.
So for Matt, you, and for Jacob, for the audience, of course. So I was watching the Yankee with Nando last night. And Nando is a baseball aficionado, obviously. And he's a Yankee fan when he wants to be. But he doesn't really...
Fan.
Like, I sit there... What'd you say?
I'm a Yankees fan.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm watching the Yankees, and I'm loving it, right? This is an awesome game. It's the Twins.
Greg was getting into it.
They do really well. I'm pumped, right? I see Stanton hit on a really long way. So then the bases get loaded in the eighth inning, right? And so I'm noticing, oh, man, I hope I hope Aaron Judge does something, and he wind up walking, and then Didi Gregorius gets up. But before that, I'm noticing Judge and trying to walk and trying to score runs, and it's 8-1. I understand that, but I'm trying to score runs. You know, the Yankees rooting for my team. Nando goes, ho, ho. I'm like, oh yeah, Judge walk. The bases are loaded. He's like, no. This Kinley dude on the Twins just threw 100 miles an hour. Their closer is Fernando Rodney. We got to watch out for this Kinley guy. And I'm like, oh, like Tommy Kinley? Is that his name or is it Jimmy Kinley? So I looked it up. It's Tyler Kinley.
There we go.
And the next pitch, he allowed a grand slam to Didi Gregorius. Tyler Kinley's line yesterday was 1/3 of an inning pitched. 3 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, and of course the grand slam to Didi Gregorius. All the season, his ERA sits at a tidy 24.
Well, what was it before last night?
12.
Well, right. I mean, more importantly, Sussman.
I don't know anything about him except I saw 98
Sussman
on the radar.
Has gone full heel this show. He's attacked the bounty hunter. He's going after Nando now.
I'm not going after Nando. I'm just relaying a story from last night.
You did question his fandom of the Yankees.
Well, he's more of a baseball aficionado to me than a fan. Like, he'll never sit, like, what I was doing, I was really watching.
Greg was, like,
game.
Shouting and huzzaing. It's like Jake with the Masters.
But I wasn't on the radio. I was sitting in front of a TV watching the game.
I think Jake's given up on
And Giancarlo Stanton hits this home run. I'm like, ho, ho, ho. That was my exact reaction. I guess Nando was a little bit embarrassed of me.
Oh,
I guess that's what he's trying to say.
Listen to this, though. Tyler Kinley, I'm just looking him up now at Baseball Reference.
Here we go.
Dominican Winter League this offseason. 0.47 ERA, 19 innings pitched, a 0.842 whip. Do you want to guess how many strikeouts he had in those 19 innings pitched?
28.
Jake?
No.
All right.
We'll take that as 20 if you turn the end sideways and look at it skewed.
16.
32.
What?
This dude has strikeout potential all over him.
He's 27 years old. He went to college at Barry.
In Canada? Like B-A-R-R-I-E?
B-A-R-R-Y.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that either. Where do you think that is?
But I would think it's Addison Reed who's going to get the closers.
Of course it is!
Oh, yeah, well, that's what Greg said immediately. This guy's throwing hard. I've never heard of him. Right. My bad.
I mean, they gave him like $27 million.
So he's been in 4 games. He's allowed runs in 3 of those 4 games.
Learning curve.
Young. He's 27.
He's older. Tyler Kinney.
He's older than Jake.
He's a rookie.
He's probably 32 in real life.
He's a rookie.
Name to watch. All right, moving along then. Off the Tyler Kinney. All right, Jake, I'll give you the choice because I know you hate these things. We can either go AJ Cole or Luis Gohara.
AJ Cole.
Oh, Jake, he's no fun. All right, AJ Cole traded to the Yankees.
Oh, no, see, that's why I did it, because I figured you're going to be a jerk and say, all right, we're going with the other guy, so I really wanted to talk about Kahara.
Jake's playing mind games with us now, you're right.
Jedi mind tricks.
Who's the bounty hunter?
Chris Pavona.
I like that. When did we start calling him that?
Dane gave him that name a while back.
I love that. All right, Luis Gohara had a very good rehab start on Sunday. 4 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, and actually conflicting. The story I read said he had a walk. Baseball Reference doesn't have him with a walk, so I don't know which way to. I don't know who to believe.
According to Greg, Baseball Reference is wrong. So,
well, name pronunciation.
So for Leury Garcia, it is.
The interesting thing here with the Braves is you got Gohara, Soroka. Am I saying the name
Soroka,
right?
Yeah.
So these guys are both like coming. Fulton Evans continues to pitch well. That he threw 100 and like. Plus pitches yesterday. Gave up that 2-run homer with tie game. That's why he left in the 5th.
Yep.
But he's pitching well. Newcomb looks good. I mean, maybe I don't see why they moved Brandon McCarthy. He's good when he's on the mound. They need a veteran presence.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to find the openings here.
All right, well, Luis Gohara is going to find his way, I think. They said they're very – they're like, he needs 2 more rehab starts and then he's good to go.
No, he's going to. Yeah. But so is supposedly Soroka. He's supposedly coming as well.
Well, Jake, Luis Gohara, 49% owned, 7 1/3 innings in this rehab trip, 8 strikeouts in those 2 rehab starts.
The beast.
Yeah, the beast. Jake, give us some thoughts on Luis Gohara. And, like, he's 49% owned right now. I'm assuming as he makes, like, 1 more rehab start, it'll go up to, like, 55, and then it'll blow up into the 80s. Give us an assessment, yeah. Jakey.
Oh, I'm going to sell the living hell out of him right before he comes back, because this is what people do. They overreact. It's pitchers in general, right before they come back from injury, it's like sky high value. not to mention the fact I'm a fan of his, but we got to talk about the walks. Everybody just keeps ignoring the fact that he struggled with walks basically his entire career. And that's something that usually gets exacerbated at the major league level. Look, he's got strikeout potential. He's got tons of upside to be a potential number two in baseball. And I definitely think, I don't think he's going to be a bust. All I'm saying is it's similar to the excitement for Gleyber Torres. Like, right, like we have to realize who these guys are. They are still rookies. They're still very young. There's no guarantee they're going to be terrific. So I'm going to sell him right before he comes back.
I think you have to, in certain situations, take that gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Torres could go 0-28 and get sent down, but I'm going to take – and like with Gajara, I mean, he's been great. And then you got Soroka, who I'm looking here at a tweet by James Anderson. He's got a 199 ERA, an 0.97 whip, a 24-5 strikeout to walk.
Yeah, he's actually got control.
And he's supposed to be polished. Like, he's ready, they're saying. He's young but ready.
Greg, who do you think you could sell Gohara for? I'm assuming Soroka, you could just, he's probably like 3% owned. I can take a look.
Yeah, I would assume.
But who do you sell? I mean, Jake's talking about selling Gohara. All right, fine. Let's put that into action. What can you get for him?
Jose Quintana.
No way!
No way would I want.
Look, if you're in a league with somebody like that, that league should just be cease to exist.
Could you get Reynaldo Lopez?
Absolutely.
Reynaldo Lopez would be somebody that I that's more of a fair kind of comment.
I love how people always say no way. Greg, I see these things happen all the time and ask to me on Twitter.
Dude, Jose Quintana, come on. For Luis Gohara?
People are not experienced like us.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I would give up my Quintana for Luis Gohara.
See? Yeah,
I thought
you
were crazy. I thought you were saying this crazy the other way.
What?
No. Oh, I would 100% give up my Quintana for Luis Gohara.
No.
Gohara is electric.
I apologize.
Gohara is electric. I apologize, that's the way Jake. I want to play my game. I would rather have the electric, amazing.
How many innings is he? You're gonna give up on a guy that's gonna probably pitch 200 innings on one of the top five teams in baseball. And look, he was in Coors this weekend. I didn't start him in the league I have him. But he struck out 7. That's all I cared about. Wasn't the hits, the runs. It was the strikeout, 7-1. That you can't do.
I'm sorry, man. I like the upside and the fun. That's why we play this game.
Not either of them.
Stay tuned. Who's owned in more leagues? Your favorite new game show coming up after this break. See you in a minute.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Fantasy Sports Today, also known as Beauties and the Beast. Greg Sussman, Matt Medica, Jake the Beast Sealy. I'm Nando DeFino. Thank you for joining us. We spent the whole first segment of the show setting you up for the greatest game show of all time. Who's owned in more leagues? Who's ready to play?
Do we have some game show music?
The vote is some game show
music. I probably
music.
Could have given him a heads up.
The voter's got it.
My bad.
He's very good with that.
Who's owned in more leagues? A very simple game to play. I'm going to give the contestants 2 players. They're going to tell me who's owned in more leagues, and then we'll get into whether that should be happening or not.
Cool. Let's do it.
Our first matchup, Teoscar Hernandez, and these are all CBSSports.com leagues, just to keep it all even.
There's probably like a 12-teamer, we're thinking.
I don't know. CBS, it's different. They got, you know what I like about them? They have a little bit of everything. They got some dynasty leagues. They got 12-teamers and an 18-teamer. It's a wide array of people, and I think it eventually just kind of evens out. It. Anyway, whatever. Who's owning more leagues? Jake, are you ready? I forgot to ask. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm good.
Just want to make sure. Teoscar Hernandez or Vince Velasquez? Who is owned in more leagues? Matty Mo, you say Teoscar Hernandez, Greg?
Vinny Velasquez. Thanks.
Greg, he goes for Vince Velasquez. Jake?
Hernandez.
Greg is right. Vince Velasquez is owned in 70% of leagues. Teoscar Hernandez only 69% of leagues so far. Greg, since you won that round, What is it about Vince Velasquez that has him owned 70% of leagues?
I think it's his stuff, right? I think you've seen him be dominant at times. He obviously throws the fastball really, really hard. But it's the control that's always been the problem with Velasquez. One of the reasons I like Velasquez coming into the year was exactly what I just said. This stuff's there. So if he could kind of control it and pitch himself deeper into games, he was going to be a successful starter. I also think we always are looking, we were just talking about Luis Gohar, we're always looking for talent on the pitching side. We will always take chances with guys that have good stuff. I think Vinny Velasquez kind of fits that category. Currently, his ERA does sit under 4. I know it's not the best thing in the world, but it's relatively respectable. So I think if you have Vinny
Velasquez... Under 4 is good now.
Well, especially with the NL, you want it a little bit less, but the fact that you're under 4, I think it does say something right now. Has Velasquez been amazing? No. Has he been ownable and startable? Yes.
But he has been much better. You've seen him improving from that first start or second start of the season. I mean, he did give up a 3-run homer last game, but that was his one mistake.
Yeah, he's been better.
Jiggy.
He's actually been unlucky with a BABIP. And then your boy, Nando, Michael Salfino, actually tweeted this out earlier this week that coming to quality hits, he's among the league leaders, top 3 in the league for least amount of quality hits allowed.
Right,
quality
in a good way. Yeah, people aren't. Yeah, he's tricking people or blowing the ball past them.
I think it's either only 1 or 2 batted balls have been quality balls out of his entire batted balls, whatever the stat is.
Jake, I don't think you have it in front of you, but I wanted to follow up because you're talking about quality hits or quality batted balls or whatever. Would like Patrick Corbin be one in that, we assume, because of how much he's fooling people?
I don't remember seeing his name. I'll pull it up, though, now. While we're doing this, I'll pull it up. It's over on that stat cast. Those are super advanced stats that they now have.
I mean, can I just say, the meaning that you mentioned Patrick Corbin real quick?
He's not part of this game. I'm sorry.
Is anybody concerned that he has the 200 BABIP and the 85% left on base?
I don't trust Patrick. My problem with Corbin is I don't trust him. And he's from Syracuse, and I just generally love anything and everything from
Loves
Syracuse.
Loves the Yankees.
Anything from Syracuse. But Patrick Corbin, I just feel like there have been too many bumps in the road the last few years for me to like fully embrace
him. And Syndergaard, the only 2 qualified pitchers with a sub-2 xFIP, and Syndergaard has like a 330 BABIP. And he has like under 70% left on base. Just pointing that out.
You can't trust Vince Velasquez. That's not someone you put the word trust next to his name.
Him, but I would, you know.
He's fine.
And anything 12 teams and above, you can play him.
All right, Greggy wins that round. Let's move on.
We'll say this, though, just one more thing on Corbin.
Well, let's not move on.
One more thing. The Corbin. Although the BABIP is obviously very low at 200, the FIP and xFIP are right around that ERA. So,
he's been fantastic. I mean, he's got like a 35% strikeout. Strikeout to Wilkes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, you can move on.
Permission to move on. Next pairing. Lucas Giolito or his teammate Matt Davidson. Greg, since you won the first round, I'll let you go first here.
Say Lucas Giolito is more owned.
Greg says Giolito. Matty Mo.
I'm going to go with Giolito as well.
And Jakey?
What are the 2 names? I was looking up this list for Greg. Giolito, what was the other
name?
That's
incomplete for Jake.
Matt Davidson.
Oh, I would say Giolito.
You are all wrong.
Well, I mean, you probably got dropped a ton after this week, after that start.
And that's what I wanted to get into. Lucas Giolito down to 53% ownership in CBS leagues. I mean, that's barely ahead of Luis Gohara, who's still got 2 rehab starts till he makes an appearance. Matt Davidson still owned in 60% of leagues.
But isn't like Matt Davidson batting like 205?
Everyone expected that, I think.
But
to answer Greg's question, it's not Patrick Corbin.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
People were kind of hoping that he would hit like 240 and hit you to 30 homers, but
maybe that's why they're still holding on to him, thinking that he's going to come
back
around.
After that opening day 3-homer game, he was, you know, he was a breakout.
Matt.
Jake, who is number 1 on that list?
Do you, like we're sidebarring. Sorry, Nando. Do you guys want to guess the top 4 all under 0.3%? Only one pitch each for these guys. They've only let 1 quality barrel contact.
That's a tough one.
3 of the names start with a J for their first name.
Jake Junis.
Nope.
J.A.
Oh, you got
Happ?
A Jake? Nope. J.A. Happ, yes.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jake Odorizzi.
Really?
Wow, after he got bombed
last night.
After last night, I think that might have changed.
When were these updated?
Jameson Taillon and Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton's got him.
But J.A. Happ was on the list. Was that correct?
Yep. Those were the 4.
He's been so good. He's got a 25% strikeout to walk.
Aaron Nola only has 2.
But that, I mean, that's you're not boy. Striking out a lot of people, but he's got a great ratio, right?
No, he's been striking out people.
I don't think a Happ is a strikeout pitcher.
I know, but he's actually been doing it.
All right. Which means he's going to come back to earth pretty soon.
He's been good the last 3 years coming into this year. I mean, he's not great. Let's not get confused.
Right. Sorry, not come back to earth as a pitcher, but as a strikeout artist that he's suddenly become.
Charlie Morton's also number one with only one barrel contact allowed in. So Charlie Morton, everybody.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel like Charlie Morton was last year's spring training guy everyone talked about. It's to me, the Jake Odorizzi thing is way more interesting.
I've never been an Odorizzi guy.
Oh, yeah. Get back to your game, Nando.
Back to the game. Lucas Giolito, 53% ownership. I was going to go to Matt because you are CTM baseball. Like, you kind of you made your name literally on pitchers. CTM being charging the mound.
I think.
What's up with Lucas Giolito?
I think. Well, look, I don't think he's going to be as bad as he was this past weekend again. I mean, that was just horrific. The velocity, if you look at the past, his velocity has just continued to trend down, which isn't good. I mean, I'm not touching him right now. Somebody that maybe you just keep on a watch list and you see if things start to improve. He's going to be given every opportunity by this team to correct things. But someone right now that I'm kind of staying away from and more excited about Michael Kopech's emergence from the minors pretty soon.
What's Michael Kopech's arrival date, do you think?
I think right after June, right after that Super 2, whatever they determine to be that Super 2 date.
Right.
I think it might be earlier.
It's possible, but I mean, for the White Sox, like, why do it, right?
Greg, give me a final season line on Lucas Giolito. Sorry, Jake.
I was going to say, just swap out. Who's giving you the final line, Matt?
I was asking for Greggy, but everyone can if they'd like.
Final line for Lucas Giolito. I think... Jesus, I'm looking at these numbers.
Just read the steamer projections.
I'm not reading the steamer projections.
Think about last year when he did pitch well.
I'll give you a line, Nando.
Thank you, Jake.
3.9 ERA in AAA. He's going back down. He doesn't know where the hell he's throwing the ball.
But like,
no way. If he does that, he comes back up and has a sub-3 ERA in the majors.
No. He doesn't know where he's throwing. He's got twice as many walks as strikeouts. He has no idea where he's throwing the ball.
It's fixable.
The end of last year, even when he had the good ERA, the xFIP, there was warning signs that, look, he wasn't as good of what he was able to do. So,
all right, let's get off Lucas Giolito. Let's move on. Couple bats. Greg's still leading 1-0. CJ Crone or David Dahl? Greggy.
CJ Crone.
CJ Crone should be the answer, but being that he did get called up this weekend, I'm going to go with David Dahl.
Jakey?
David Dahl.
It is David Dahl. 57%.
He's just too popular. People, you know.
Why should it be CJ?
He was probably
Crone?
Higher before he even got called back up. People were holding on to him.
Because, I mean, Crone's crushing it right now. He has an everyday job. I am hoping that Dahl does eventually secure an everyday job. So, but until then, I mean, if you're not playing Crone right now, I don't know why.
Jake,
unless you're like a 10-team league.
Jake, can we get a ruling on Crone versus Crone?
If it's on here, I think it is. It's Crone.
All right.
I like to call him King Crone.
You've been jaked.
I'm still going to call him King Crone.
Give him baseball reference.
If that's acceptable, even if it's not.
All right, you can call him whatever you'd like. That's the kind of show we have around here. That's the kind of spirit we carry at FST. Jake, CJ Crone's line when the season's over. I think people like to hear this kind of stuff. Over under 30 home runs when the dust settles on 2018.
Oh, that's a good number. I'm going to say just under. I'm going to say like 28.
Greg, you a CJ Crone guy? I think I forced him on our team last year, didn't I?
No, I'm a CJ Crone guy.
All right, cool.
I like CJ Crone a lot.
All right, let's move along. CJ Crone, all-star or no?
No.
All right.
I'll say yes.
Who's going to be on the team?
He's a representative.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what if Malik Smith steals like 25 bases before?
He's got to
steal
one
bases.
Come on, you got it. Positive reinforcement.
Hey man, Delano DeShields comes back last night. Steals two.
Oh, that was great.
That was nice.
My super auction team loved that.
That was great.
By the way, Malik Smith coming up soon in this game.
We can just skip to him.
Well, all right, fine.
Come back.
But there's like a poetry to this. So but all right, fine.
Let's keep the poetry.
Okay. No, let's just mess it all up. Malik Smith versus Franchy Cordero versus Bradley Zimmer.
I'm going to say Franchy's the most added.
Is Franchy's the most owned? Greg?
Well, Jake should go next because he got the last question right.
Well, Jake and Matt got it right. But it's tied at one. All right, fine.
I haven't
Jake,
gone
go ahead.
First yet, so thank you, Greg. I'll take Malik.
Malik Smith.
So you said Franchy.
Mm-hmm.
Jakey, you said Malik. I'm going to go with Bradley Zimmer.
The answer is Bradley Zimmer. Bradley Zimmer, 41% owned. Alex Smith, 38. Franchi Cordero, the Matt Modica special, sitting at 25%. Greg, you got this right.
Yeah.
Did you just strategically pick the guy that they didn't?
No, not at all. I was just trying to use the name. I think Franchi Cordero came up. So you have to go pick him up. Then Matty Morgo comes back this weekend, and it's just like, all right, people make the drop, Franchi Cordero. And then Malik Smith, I think people have kind of been late to the party, and he's still batting 7th or 8th or 9th, depending on the night. And Bradley Zimmer, top prospect coming into the year, I think was last year. People expected him to break out a little bit this year. I just think a lot of people got in on that. It was a hot name, kind of like David Dahl in a way.
I was trying to ride the wave with Franchi. I figured all the publicity he's been getting this past week. I mean, you see the home run he hit this weekend in Arizona. And then the other mom had shot a hit last night. So I'm a little surprised.
My problem is Zimmer's not doing anything this year.
No, I agree. Oh, totally.
Zimmer's kind of the boring play here.
You know what he's doing? He's striking the hell out a lot.
Yeah. But, I mean, he does have a great glove. Interesting that we mentioned the Indians just to... Didn't Melky sign with Cleveland? That's a good spot for him.
Melky did sign a minor league contract.
That's a good spot for him. Good opportunity there.
You think so?
I mean, who's... Lonnie Chisenhall.
He's hurt always.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just ask you this one. In the middle of July, let's say just all-star break, how should this be? Zimmer, Cordero, Smith. How's it going to be, Matt, for ownership percentage?
I will say Cordero, Smith, Zimmer.
Anyone have any objections to that?
Yeah.
Jake, go ahead. What a surprise.
No, it's because, look, if we want to talk about talent potential, it's the same discussion we've been having, but I'm still going to continue to say I'm concerned about Cordero's playing time.
I don't know how you can be at this point. I mean, unless
it's just they have options.
The bed, he is their most toolsy outfielder they have.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but we see the most toolsy outfielder for the Reds not getting all the playing time as well. So it doesn't mean the teams are going to do what they're going to do. So I'm still going to put
Scott
Settler
is back. I know you're going with Jesse Winkler there, but I don't know the.
Franchi, I know what you're doing.
The Franchi Cordero, I was concerned about some playing time. He has to really just totally go like silent.
Are you guys good? Friends again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move along.
Are we supposed to make fun of radio? Place.
Since we're hopping around all over the place, what? Here's an interesting one that I found very interesting. Yuli Gurriel versus Greg Bird. Who's owned in more leagues? And Greg's once again in the lead, 2-1-1. Yulieski Gurriel or Greg Bird?
I'll say Greg Bird.
Matty Mo?
I'm going to say Greg Bird as well.
Jakey?
I think that's why you're saying it.
You guys are all wrong. I wanted you to think that's why I was saying it.
Well,
but you know it's close.
Lourdes Gurriel on 11 teams.
No, this is Yuli Gurriel.
His brother.
Oh, this is his brother?
This is Yuli. Lourdes. This is Yuli Gurriel versus Greg Bird. Yuli Gurriel owned in 65% of leagues, Greg Bird in 61%. This is really more about Bird. We can talk about Yuli if you want. The Yankees' first baseman jogged on the field Thursday and Friday. He's toning back his activity over the weekend, but expects to hit the cage on Monday before heading down to Tampa late next week when the Bombers leave for a 7-game road trip. Bird wants to, quote, ramp it up more on the running side and do more agility stuff. I'm getting better, Bird said. Bird hopes to get some live at-bats the week of May 1st, either in minor league games or extended spring training.
Problem with Greg Bird is, however, with Tyler Austin hitting now, he doesn't necessarily just get this job back.
Yeah, I thought it was Lourdes. I assumed it was, because even if they were both healthy, I want Yuri.
Yeah.
You want... Wait,
I want
Yuli.
Yuli. Yuli.
Russian version.
Watching, what do you call this weekend?
Varya?
No, what's the TV show on Showtime?
Billions?
Oh, no. Homeland?
Homeland. There you go.
We almost got there. Jake, are you a Yuli Gurriel fan?
I have been. I have him on every single Doubt Wars, Labor, all of them. I'm with you. I was the big Gurriel preseason guy.
Yeah, I just don't get that. I would rather Gurriel. I think he's going to hit for average. He'll hit 18, 20 homers. Right.
A lot of people, I think Greg Bird's still owned in 61% of leagues because he's on the DL. I think that helps. Like, you don't have to use a roster spot for him. All right, we got some more players coming up, and who's owned in more leagues. So far, Greg's up 2-1-1. I'd like to tease the players we're going to be talking about, but I think Jake will just look him up on the computer, so.
I'm going to the bathroom.
All right, Jake, number one or number two?
One. I can't poop that fast.
we're going to talk. There is a Lourdes Gurriel.
Come on. what? I said poop up. For you.
I know, Jake. Thank you. I don't have a bell anywhere to hit it. Thank you, Jake. We got Stephen Piscotty. We're going to talk a little Stephen Piscotty. Tyler Skaggs. And I got a great... This is my favorite matchup of them all that maybe I'll save to the last. Matt Harvey versus Alex Reyes in the Boom Boom Room.
I know who I'd rather have.
I don't think that's a question.
But there's a twist that I was thinking of. These CBS leagues, you can start starters with relief pitcher eligibility in the relief pitcher roles.
Sure.
Matt Harvey does like five games. It's something to consider. We'll be right back with more Who's Owned in More Leagues after this.
Fantasy.
Big Greggy S.
I like Big Nicky T.
Big Greg B.
No, Big Greggy.
That's not going to work either.
Big Nicky T, you should copyright that as like an artist name. Because that sounds like the next pop star.
I'm going to Google
Big Nicky T.
So I just Googled Big Nicky
T. That sounds like the next pop star, for real. And Nick Torbiano came up.
It did not. I don't know. There's a restaurant somewhere.
Oh, I Googled it as well, and a collision center in Brooklyn came up.
Hey, come on down to Big Nicky T's. We'll fix up your car.
Weekdays on FNTSY Radio and live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube stream.
Welcome back, everybody. It's FST. It's Greg Sussman. It's Matty Medica. It's Jake Seeley and his empty bladder. I'm Nando DeFino.
We need an 80s montage after that opening.
That was pretty pimp. I'll try to pull up the chat here. Maybe get some questions. People watching us on YouTube. Good to have you. Thanks for watching. Lance Davis, I'll take Soroka over Gahara. From earlier when we talked about Soroka and Gahara.
I'm still going to... I'll go with the upside of Gahara, but he might be right for this year. I don't know.
Jimmy Hayden wants to know, Jake, I'll go to you for this one. What are your thoughts on Charlie Morton? Seems like he's legit this year, and his velocity is up at around 96.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at the two stats that we gave you. The only one solid contact, only one barrel contact so far in the year, the lowest percentage, and it's not even close to everybody else. I mean, honestly... As you said, it was the excitement from last year, but it's now warranted in yet another year. And I said, and Matt knows this because he was involved in the tweet on Twitter when I said it. It was, you know, I wasn't buying into Gerrit Cole inside the top 10 because I've seen Gerrit Cole for his entire career. At this point, we have to say the Astros and that coaching staff is the new, and I'd even argue, better version of Searidge and the Pirates. When these pitchers, they are getting the best out of them, and it's not even close.
And let's give Brent Strom, the Astros pitching coach, his due.
Yes.
I mean, the only problem with Charlie Morton is how many innings is he going to pitch? I mean, what is he, 35, 36?
Wouldn't you say it's the argument of Ohtani? Like, you'll just take him anyway?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just saying the only thing about Morton that I would say you have to be worried about going forward is how many innings you get out of him.
Of course.
I think everything else is real. It's one of the things where, I mean, I like Charlie Morton. I was drafting him more earlier. And then I was kind of getting into the thing, well, he's 36 or something like that. Can you really rely on him? You look at it, it's 130 innings or less every year. But this is, I mean, skills-wise, I think it's real.
Shout out to Ryan McGarry. Just hopping in. Why is Medica so dressed up? He looks like he's going to a baptism.
The pimp hand is a little strong today. There might be a little nice dinner with the wife later.
Oh, nice.
Where are you going?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe even a little quiet place. I do want to see that, you know, to cap it off.
My friend.
Oh, you haven't seen that yet?
No, I haven't. I've heard many good things.
My friend Dave had his birthday party this weekend, and they went to a place called, like, Maiolo. He said it was an amazing Italian food.
Maiolo?
I think it's Maiolo, Maiolo. I'll find out. I got it written down somewhere. Dying, like, all I want again is a big fat plate of cacio pepe.
Love we had those cacio pepe.
What's cacio pepe?
Oh, Jake, it's so good.
Unbelievable.
It's an old Roman dish.
It's literally just like pecorino cheese and pepper.
Yeah.
And pasta. Mm. That's it.
So this is why I love coming up there. It's just for the food.
Yeah.
One of the things I never did, and when I lived in Chicago and I went to Topo Gigio's, what a really great Italian restaurant there. They would put the oil and then the grated cheese on top of it and dunk the bread.
Oh, that's
and I was
nice.
Like, I don't know, where has this been my whole life?
Yeah.
I never did it. Now I always do it.
Jake, you can make
How many of these places have legitimate names or are just adding Gigio into their something?
Oh, come on, Jake.
You can make your own cacio pepe.
Been around for like, 40 years.
Gigi makes her own cacio pepe, right?
Yeah.
We do it too.
It's good.
It's delicious.
JJ still owes me some penne al vodka.
Well, okay, Jake, next time you're up, tell you what.
What do you mean? No, 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 no. Hold on. Don't make it sound like that. I've been asking for it the last 4 years since Gano's had it.
Jake wants housing. He wants to be fed.
No.
All we're asking for is you to go to Delmarva for us, and you can have it.
Tell them. I've been asking for her vodka pasta for like 4 years.
Delmarva?
Jake, true story, I made Florio and Snapple vodka pasta.
That was after
See, Greg knows this. What did I order when I came up there? We got the chicken par vodka.
We did. Together.
By the way, I need to get another chicken vodka par.
Oh,
that thing
that's
I
what
had
Jake's talking about.
It's like the greatest thing. Yeah, the place in Staten Island, what the hell's the name of the place? It's skipping my mind. Delicious. One of the best sandwiches I've ever tasted.
Really? I got a sandwich from the Parm place that everyone's...
Parm?
In love with Parm?
Parm, yeah.
Not that great.
Well, listen.
Not impressed.
I'm not saying it's like super Italian-y for you, Mr. Italian. For us,
it doesn't mean have to be.
Sussman took immediate offense to that.
It did. I love Parm. I think Parm's amazing.
There has to be sweat.
Parm's vodka sauce is unbelievable.
All right, let's continue, please. You guys are getting us off track, Jake, once again. By the way, there's a great restaurant in Toronto when I was up for all our friends watching in Canada. Taroni. Oh, so good. Exactly. They had dandelions.
Does David Wells still own the Indian Motorcycle Club there?
Remember I don't know.
Back about 2000.
Hey, stop letting me get us off track. Let's go.
Oh, speaking of which, so we're sending Jake to Delmarva to get us May the 4th to get us. It's Meet Jake Seeley Night at the park for the Delmarva Shorebirds to go get us the bobblehead. But I find out that on May 1st in Boston, they're giving away, and I found the $10 bleacher seat's still available. They're having a Xando Calrissian night with a Xander Bogaerts dressed as Lando Calrissian.
That is pretty cool.
If you think I'm not going to drive up to Boston or at least try and, like, I'll buy 4 tickets and just give, you know, 4 strangers the tickets. Just like, please just ship me. I don't even like bobbleheads, but it's such a great idea. Okay, back to the game. Let's play Matt Harvey versus Alex Reyes. This is who's owning more leagues if you're just joining us. Matt Harvey or Alex Reyes. Who's owning more leagues, Greg Sussman?
Matt Harvey.
Matty Mo?
I'll go different here. I'll say Alex Reyes.
Jakey.
I was going to go against what the other two picked. Now I'm in the middle. I'll go Alex Reyes.
The winners are Matt and Jakey. Alex Reyes owning 53% of leagues. Matt Harvey in 40%. I feel like people talked about Matt Harvey to death. I want to get Alex Reyes a little bit. Not really.
I took it because of your DL point earlier. That's the only reason I think
it's
he's higher owned.
That's a good point.
Because you can use stash him on the DL.
And everybody who owns Harvey's pissed off and trapped him.
And everybody's just excited to see. I mean, Alex Reyes is going to be, they're saying he's going to be a starter. He's not going to come to the bullpen.
Right.
That's the biggest concern.
You
know, so. A lot of the, when you read the analysis, you know, the Roto World, Roto Wire sites, like, oh, Reyes will come back and join the bullpen. I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Now,
that's not like a thing.
Well, what is he now? President or whatever?
Mozeliak?
Yeah.
Mozeliak.
He's Jake, pretty much stated that he will be a starter.
Yeah,
that was big.
Yeah, there he is. Greggy, Alex Reyes, give us a timeline.
I think the timeline is probably June. I think that's realistic. Maybe the All-Star break to be safe. But I think, as Matt pointed out, John Mozeliak says, listen, we view him as a starter. And if they view him as a starter, he really can help you win second halves. I mean, that's what we're typically looking at. He's going to ramp up the rehab soon. He'll probably be on a full 30-day rehab assignment. That's why I'm saying June, maybe early July. But he's a guy, I don't want to be dramatic here, he's the type of guy I look at that can win you a league because he's a starting pitcher that has ace-like potential that's going to come back for the entire second half.
Hey, Jake, relatedly a little bit to this, I was reading a Scott White article while I was digging through CBS, and one of the players he was talking about was Jack Flaherty. And people are jumping on this Jack Flaherty bandwagon. It's not really a bandwagon, but they're jumping on Jack Flaherty. But Scott White made a great point. Like, they moved some guys around, and for Flaherty to start on Saturday, in kind of quote-unquote in place of an injured Wainwright, they're going to have to move around his entire minor league schedule, and then he might only make one start. So do you think there's a chance people are overreacting on this Jack Flaherty? I mean, he's good, but is he not going to start on Saturday like people are assuming because it doesn't fit his rotation right now?
Overreacting to the fact of getting excited about him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, are people just getting too hard on Jack Flaherty, assuming he's going to start, you know, Saturday and stay up?
No, I actually, we talked about it yesterday. I think that Flaherty has the clearer path long-term for this season than Buehler, and that's what Matt and I both said yesterday. I still believe that. I understand what you're saying, but I think if you look at the situation for this rotation, I mean, Alex Reyes obviously would kind of screw things up a little bit here too, but I think as of right now, Flaherty looks to have his spot. I think that they'll figure it out. I don't think they're just going to, say, throw it out the window just because his rotation doesn't look up.
No, I think you're 100% right. We talked about it yesterday. I think it was on the BFFs. It's exactly what you're saying. That Jack Flaherty, yes, Luke Weaver will start tonight because of the off day that could push everybody up.
Right.
But Flaherty's probably going to start this weekend. I'll be in the rotation.
Walker Buehler was up last night because that was his day. Fell right there.
Right.
Fell along with that. But I tweeted on Sunday that Jack Flaherty was my Rolo Tomasi, the one who got away.
Oh, all right. So wait, so I don't understand. Are you guys saying you're not concerned picking him up anyway?
Oh, I'm
definitely picking him up. Yeah, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure. Here's a good one. Moving along. And by the way, it's now 2-2-2. Jake and Matt are traveling in pairs. Luerdes Gurriel or Jose Bautista? Let's start with Jake. We never get to start with Jake.
I would say now I'm going to say Gurriel.
Maddie?
I think the right answer is Bautista, but since I now own Lourdes Gurriel in 11 teams, I'm going Lourdes Gurriel.
You personally brought his percentages up. Greg?
I want to go with Jose Bautista.
You're all wrong. It's a tie. Sorry, that was mean. It was 15% each. But I want to get into Jose Bautista because I thought Gurriel was a slam dunk. But you think Bautista is actually going to get up, play third base, and stay in the lineup?
Well, it's supposedly he's coming this week, the end of the week or so, it sounds like. And
I don't know, Matt. There was a report right before we came on that said Bautista is in no rush. Personally, he's in no rush. He's just happy to be out there.
Oh, he's in no rush.
He's happy to be getting a paycheck is what it is.
Yeah, well, I guess yesterday there was something on Twitter, and then I read an MLB.com article about the coach having to figure out Acuna, Bautista, and somebody else in the lineup and how he was going to make this all work. I think there is the appeal in deeper leagues of if Bautista could come in, plays third base, and can give you power, it's just too appealing.
You know what? I ended up...
Did you say 15 or 50%?
1.5%. They're both owned 1.5%
of
leagues.
50. Okay.
No, but I mean, I was looking at it like, how is Gurriel owned in the same amount of leagues as Bautista? Like, to me, that was kind of mind-boggling.
Well, like, which way? You think it should be higher?
I think Gurriel should be higher than Bautista, maybe double up Bautista.
Nobody knows Gurriel. Like, there's so many people that haven't even heard about him until last week.
That's our job here. Yeah.
Yeah. The NFBC sent out an email on Sunday morning that Jose Bautista is not available for Feb because nobody drafted him in most of the leagues. So he has to come back up. And when he's back up, then he'll be coming if he plays.
That's how Labor does it. Labor, you can't pick up anybody until they're officially in the major league.
Like, Gleyber Torres is available now in, like, two of my other leagues because he didn't play till Sunday afternoon, and 7 a.m. Sunday is the deadline. You'd have to.
And I played a league similar to that also, and Walker Buehler was available because he pitched in relief last year. He had made his major league debut already.
I think we got to say
you like that, Nando?
Do I like what?
That you can't pick up somebody until they're on the major league roster. Because I go back and forth with Steve Gardner in this all the time. Like, I send him emails every single year. Like, either you can't pick them up until they come up and you allow $0 bids, or you don't have $0 bids and you can pick them up ahead of time. Because I don't like the fact that you can't plan ahead and then you have to spend all that money to pick them up if you're also not allowing $0 bids. Like, I don't think you can do both.
I like the free-for-all, and I like $0 bids.
I like the free-for-all without the $0 bids.
We got to say goodbye to everyone watching on YouTube, Twitch, digitally. We're staying here live on the Fantasy Sports TV network. We're staying here live on the Fantasy Sports Radio network. But to everyone watching digitally, toodaloo. Thanks for joining us. We hope you have a very beastly afternoon. And check out the rest of the show. It'll be available on demand on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Get the app. Moving along. It's still a tie because that stupid trick question. Hunter Strickland versus Keone Kila. Jake, I'll let you go first again. Hunter Strickland versus Keone Kila. Who's owned in more leagues?
Strickland.
A little more enthusiasm, please, Jake. Matt?
I'm going to go Strickland here as well.
Greggy?
I'm going to go Strickland, too.
You guys are all wrong. Keone Kila's owned in 64% of leagues. Hunter Strickland owned in 60%. And what's crazy, all right, Jake's exasperated. What? I agree with this, man. Keone Kila's not going to lose his job. Hunter Strickland... Well, I mean, Melanson, I don't think it's coming back anytime soon.
What do you mean he's not going to? You say that? Come on.
Keone Kila is awesome.
He's been shaky, but I think he has better skills than Strickland.
Kenley Jansen's been shaky. I'm not saying they're the same player, but I'm saying I think closers, you should allow them a little bit of a bump here or there.
Well, they do get a little bit of a bump.
And who's to say that whatever Melanson ever comes back, ever?
I agree, totally.
So you guys are all in agreement then, I guess. What your guesses are saying is Hunter Strickland's the better pitcher than Keone Keeler?
I think Keeler, even though he's been shaky this last week, is the better pitcher. But Strickland got that job after, you know, in the first week. And I think most people are under the assumption that Melanson isn't coming back. And if he does, what is he?
That's a good point.
See, and if you take that into consideration, if you take it into, like, let's just make that argument. Let's say Melanson's not coming back. Now you tell me who's got the better job? I think it's Strickland. And not just because of the team, but I think that he's got less competition once you take Melanson out of the pick.
Speaking of the team, can you raise your hands if you're a Mac Williamson guy here?
I tried to get him.
He's
available. I did my recon for Fab, you know, every Monday you got to do it.
Yeah.
He's available in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try and get him, but at that window of he was cheap and I could have got him, I kind of missed out.
I'm not sweating if you don't get him, though, because not that Pence is going to stay healthy, but when Pence is back, like, I just don't know that Williamson has a lockdown everyday job out there.
Jake, who's got a better chance of sticking, Williamson or Franchy Cordero, then?
Cordero.
We're cool with that, right?
But I do think that that team is desperate for a hitter like Mac Williams.
I totally agree.
I mean, he's got to produce, but they're really desperate for him.
Would you say, Greg?
You're the Mac Williamson guy.
I am a Mac Williamson guy.
The Mac Williamson guy?
No, there are others. There are others. Scott White was big-time Mac Williamson. He actually put him on my radar. He mentioned that he was working with the same hitting coach as Justin Turner in the offseason, and that's what changed his swing, and that's why he's awesome. And I'm in a league with him. When Scott White does some random things in the leagues that I'm in with him, these dynasty leagues, I sent him a note. I'm like, why did you do that? Like, he offered me a king's ransom for Zach Godley last year. I'm like, I like Godley a lot, but what you're offering me is off the charts. He's like, he's got great control. He's got strikeout potential. Not a lot of guys have this combination.
Scott White, your favorite CBS guy?
In terms of what?
You mention him a lot.
Oh, no. You know why? I think Scott White and I, if you put us next to each other in real life, you're like, these guys can't be any different. But when you put us in the analysis arena, I think we have a lot of similarities. We kind of like the same guys, especially the younger ones.
Okay.
All right, I got two more. You guys are all still tied. This is a tough game. I don't know. I wonder what it's like to play it. Okay, Stephen Piscotty versus Jaime Candelario. Greg, you go first.
Stephen Piscotty.
Jake?
I will go Candelario.
Matty
now,
Moe.
Is it Jamar again, or is it?
Oh, all right, my Jamer bad. It's Jamer Candelario.
Jamer.
See, I'm actually saying it right now. I'm going to go with him because he has a third base eligibility. And he's been on fire. Yeah, what a week last week.
It is Candelario. Candelario is up 47% to 42% ownership. That's another Jake and Matt duo.
I know.
Greg, you went Stephen Piscotty.
Yeah.
Can Stephen Piscotty hit 290 this year?
Yes.
How many home runs?
20.
You like? Are we cool with those numbers, Matt?
Maybe I'd say more like 280.
Well, he asked Kenny hit 290. I think yes.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's crazy. I think it's. I would scale up just a little.
I don't care about the average. I don't think he hits 20.
Yeah,
I think he tops out at 15.
Okay. Really? I think he's got enough power to do something.
How many times has he hit 20 in his career? Once?
Yeah, but I mean, he's had, like, last year he was all messed up because of his mother, and before that he was a rookie, basically.
Yeah, it's it. No, I think 15 is very.
I would have said 18, but I don't think 20. If I'm saying 18, 20 is obviously doable.
Jake, if you're looking to fill a utility spot on your team, which one of these two would you pick?
I trust Piscotty a little bit more, unless I need the power.
Is that the end of the show?
Yep.
Greggy lost. Congratulations to Jake
more.
And Matt.
There
was one more. Really quickly, Alex Cobb or Tyler Skaggs? Greg.
Alex Cobb.
Matty
Cobb's more owned.
Jake.
Cobb.
It was Tyler Skaggs. 68
wow,
to 57%.
That was my shot.
Thank you all for joining us here on FST. Fantasy BFFs are next. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe with another game. Who knows? Toodaloo.